This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Ora Nadrich, founder and president of the Institute for Transformational Thinking and author of Live True, A Mindfulness Guide to Authenticity. Ora, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Hi, Eric. Thank you so much for having me.
And you're more than welcome. Certainly our pleasure. So for starters today, Ora, why is your message of living authentically especially necessary for the times that we're living in today?
Well, I think when you have something called fake news, let's just start with that. I think that's a real indicator that we need to know what's real and what's not. And that's just one example. But I think we're so bombarded today. You know, there's so much social media, so much going on that our senses are in overload. And so many people feel more stressed than ever before. And I think that if we can really define what feels real for us, what is authentic for us, then I think it can help us navigate these waters. And sometimes they can be, you know, very challenging.
And you are very correct in that. Now, what has made you passionate about the power of mindfulness?
You know, I've been a seeker for quite a long time. I've studied many different types of modalities and therapies and, you know, certain tools that can help us heighten our awareness and raise our consciousness. And mindfulness really fits into that so beautifully. I became a mindfulness meditation teacher, and that really took me on the path of just exploring mindfulness, whether it's on the meditation pillow and yoga mat or out into the world. Where I saw it was really most effective is to really practice mindfulness, which is present moment awareness, in all the moments of our lives. So I really, you know, took to it quite strongly, and now I integrate that into all of my work.
Ora, tell us, how can we train ourselves to become more fully present? So many people are distracted now, especially with technology and the fast-paced life.
Well, you know, people really are coming on to this whole idea of mindfulness and meditation. And, you know, I'm so glad that it's seeping into the mainstream. However, there are people that are saying, tell me what to do. How do I actually practice mindfulness? What does that look like? And mindfulness in its definition is being aware, being present in the moment that you're in right now. So a good way to implement that is to become aware of when we are not in the moment, you know, when we are distracted, when we're on our devices for too long. So I would say start with that. Give yourself some time to put your devices away so that you can just be in what we call the beingness as opposed to the doingness. We're so busy all the time that I say etch out some time in your day, whether you're a meditator or not. Give yourself a couple of minutes, you know, 10 would be an ideal way to start, where you just shut everything off and that you're really with yourself. Sitting quietly is optimum, and that you're just aware of how you're feeling in the moment. You know, observe those thoughts. Don't get caught up in them. And if your mind starts to get busy and telling you what you need to do next, simply bring your focus and awareness back into the moment of now. And a good way to anchor that is to focus on something like your breath.
And thanks for your input there today. We are with Ora Nadrich, founder and president of the Institute for Transformational Thinking and author of Live True, A Mindfulness Guide to Authenticity, here on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Ora, what can we do to get away from our judgmental inner voice?
Well, you know, we all have what's called the inner critic. You know, and that's something that I think we can all relate to. But what I say about that is, who's running the show in your mind? You know, if the inner critic is constantly berating you and undermining you and sabotaging you, or you're fraught with judgmental thoughts, which you can succumb to that as well, you really need to practice mindfulness in that area the most because, as I said, we have the inner critic and we have inner judgment. And, you know, we could be very harsh critics and very judgmental of ourselves as well as of others. So a great way to begin that is to observe when your judgmental thoughts come into play. And it's like being the witness. It's like having an awareness of like, oh, there I go again. I'm being really judgmental right now. You know, whether it's being judgmental at yourself or it's about the judgment of another. Do you know? And that you can do something which I highly recommend. It's from my first book, Says Who, and it's called the Release and Replace Technique, where you can release a judgmental thought and replace it with its positive counterpart. Do you know, judgment can really take us over if we're not careful. So we need to work with that, and that's a good way to begin.
Also, Aura, how does being one's authentic self awaken awareness in others?
Well, when we're authentic, when we're true to who we are, first of all, we can feel it. Because as I say, it's a lot harder to be who we're not than to be who we are. And when we show that we're comfortable with who we are, it is recognizable by others. Sometimes it's so recognizable that people are like saying, wow, I want to do that myself. That's something that I admire in another person. So what that does is it can awaken it in others. You know, people start to perceive us as we're accepting of ourselves, we're loving of ourselves, we're non-judgmental of ourselves. And they can see that there's an energy about us that's very attractive. So when we're the example of that, we give off that positive energy, and people may want to emulate that themselves. So, you know, it's that whole thing, be the example, and others will look at you and say, hey, that seems to be working for them. I'd like to do that myself.
Yeah, setting that example is so important. Before you go, and in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share in conclusion today?
Thank you so much, Eric, for having me. And I just want to say, you know, start with just a thought, one thought. That's all you have to put into motion. If there's a thought that you don't particularly like, why don't you give it a try as far as having an awareness of it, and then that's when you can change it. And if you start to do that daily, you're going to start to see your thinking habits change. And I can tell you this, you're going to like it and want to do more of it.
Aura, thanks for those concluding remarks. Much appreciated. If listeners wanted to get more information on you or your book, Live True, A Mindfulness Guide to Authenticity, where's the best place they could find details online?
You know, Amazon is so great as far as getting the book pretty quickly. So you can check out my book, Live True, A Mindfulness Guide to Authenticity, on Amazon. And check out my website, auranadrich.com. And it's full of a lot of information that you can check in with what I'm doing there as well.
And that certainly works. Again, Aura, all the best. And thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Much appreciated.
Thanks again, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Aura Nadrich, founder and president of the Institute for Transformational Thinking and author of Live True, A Mindfulness Guide to Authenticity. And for further details, either visit livetruebook.com or auranadrich.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.